Good morning. Welcome to Thursday, 11 minutes after 5 as we get the day underway. I believe my driveway was clear and snow-free for 9 hours.
Well, that's what happens when you pay somebody else to clear your driveway. Mm-hmm. You've got to pay them more times every time it snows, right?
This time, it was only, about an inch or so? I'll get the kid out there to clear that.
Ah!
I don't have to pay her much at all, so that'll work. That'll work out well. I love it when I am scouring the news from around the world, and I come across a local story.
Really? We made the international news?
There was a story in the Mail Online, British publication, about mysterious earthquakes and weird booming noises.
That's west of
Green Bay.
It's from years ago.
This is a story that just they're just publishing it.
Well, they're just getting to it, but the booms happened a long time ago.
Well, there are apparently more recent booms happening.
They're happening again?
Yeah, that they're talking about. And they're saying that these, they're trying to decide, are they earthquakes? Or is it because of the snow melting, then refreezing and so forth? They showed a picture, and I can't find the article I was just looking at, but they showed a picture of a guy measuring a crack in the road, the ice on the road, separated by about an inch and a half, and it was about an inch and a half deep.
Yeah, they don't know what's causing these, because they don't just happen in the winter. They happen in the summer, too. And, there was talk, are they earthquakes? Are they secret military experiments? Are they the result of fracking? There's all kinds of explanations about
what
causes them.
Obviously, the answer is it's alien spacecraft trying to make its way to the surface.
All right, that's an option.
That is, it's clearly what's going on.
Where are Mulder and Scully when we need them?
Didn't they retire?
They're coming back. I think they're going to do another X-Files movie. At least they're talking about it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Jack Bauer is coming back to 24.
24 is coming back in about a month or so, huh?
He is, was it this time he's in London?
He's in London.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be strictly a 24 episodes, 1 hour of a day per episode. They're going to do it a little bit differently.
And they need to, because that everything in one day, that train has run.
Yeah.
Everything's good there. We're done with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked Jack Bauer.
Well,
of course he did.
He tortured people with pencils to the eyeballs and
he
stuff.
He got things done.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess you could look at it that way.
He got things done. You wanted something done, Jack? Go take care of it. But the thing that bothered me about the whole Jack Bauer character is that you could say, Jack, I know this is not in your job description, okay? All I want you to do is on your lunch break.
Go to the bathroom?
Go pick up my dry cleaning and bring it back. Well, okay.
He never ate, never went to the bathroom.
No.
His cell phone always worked.
Yeah.
It had an unlimited battery.
Unlimited battery, unlimited reception.
Right.
He can be underground 37 feet after a nuclear explosion.
Uh-huh.
Oh, look, I got the schematic to the building here.
You know, you had to suspend your belief a little bit when you watched it.
But he could go get dry cleaning, and he's going to shoot three people because something's going to happen. And he's going to look at you. I have to get back. I'm out of time. You know, for the lunch, I want Jack Bauer back. He's the kind of guy I'd like to hang out with for a day. You ever do a drive, a ride along with police department?
I have not.
You ought to. It's fun.
New movie coming out called Ride Along with Ice Cube and Kevin Hart. Haven't you seen the promos for that?
No.
It's called Ride Along.
I haven't either. I've seen it or I haven't paid attention to it. Does it look good?
No.
No,
it's a comedy.
That's right. You don't like to laugh.
Well, it's supposed to be a comedy. Let's put it that way. It's supposed to be a comedy.
Like this show.
Yes, yeah.
It's supposed to be.
A perfect example.
It's supposed to be entertaining and informative, mm-hmm. a nice blend, and it just turned. I met somebody yesterday who doesn't like our show.
But they still listen?
I
love that. People, yeah. God, I can't stand what you say, but I listen every day.
Yeah, apparently they listen on occasion. They made it very clear yesterday, as I was introduced to them, made it very clear yesterday that they don't like that I do lawyer jokes.
Ah.
Mainly because they're a lawyer.
Well, get over yourself, will you?
That's what I was basically thinking. It's like, really? You don't like the lawyer jokes? What exactly have you done to dispel the, the preconceived notion of the lawyer jokes that I do?
I hear lawyer jokes from lawyers. Some of my friends are lawyers. They tell me lawyer jokes.
Some of my best friends are lawyers.
That's right.
I'm not a careerist, Some of my best friends. Yeah, so lawyers have got some of the best lawyer jokes out there. But, yeah, it was very, very interesting. It was – you could feel the disdain. And
well, what did Rick Nelson say in the song Garden Party? You can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
Yeah. Well, and what I found really interesting is the snide remark that was made in a, you know, a humoristic way. Well, you know, it was a jab. And what was hilarious is it just rolled off my back. It's like, I don't care what you think. I don't care what anybody thinks. So join the club. But I did find it completely. But there was another attorney in the room that did like the show. So anyway. We have got some very interesting things we're going to talk about today.
So you were in a room full of attorneys yesterday. Sounds intriguing. Are you in now?
Will the defendant please rise?
That's right. Depositions? No. Lawsuits?
No. Just an investigation into what happened to a few people.
The Werther's Candy Company is suing. They don't like the reference to the old people.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if it was an old attorney that was hacked off at me? I don't like the old man voice in your attorney jokes, you young whippersnapper. Where's my pants? And why am I bathing in pudding? WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, we're coming back in just a minute. We've got more stuff than you can shake a stick at. Well, depending on the size of your stick, I guess.
It's the Justin Bieber Early Easter Egg Hunt, with surprises hidden all over Justin's California mansion. Search for thousands of eggs, some for eating, some for throwing.
All these eggs are broken.
Jelly beans, chocolate bunnies, nose candy.
Ooh, powdered sugar. Oh, but it doesn't taste like powdered sugar.
Who knows what you'll find at the Biebs Early Easter Egg Hunt.
Ew, some girl's panties.
There's an egg in that mop bucket, but it smells funny.
I found Molly, Mommy.
The Justin Bieber Early Easter Egg Hunt.
Oh, look, it's what's left of Justin's career.
Sponsored by the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department.
Feedback at 8, the Jerry Vayner Show at 9 on WSAU.